Options for Replacing Fossil Fuels, Part 2. The fundamental point of this podcast is to show that renewable energy is diffuse, variable, and requires massive storage and backup if it is to be used to replace fossil fuels, a challenging task indeed. Say we aim to largely replace fossil fuels with low carbon substitutes by the year 2060. More efficient use of energy alone is not going to get us there, and citizens in Western democracy simply will not vote for governments dedicated to lower growth if it means lowering living standards. But equally, an authoritarian regime like China is most unlikely to risk social unrest by embracing a low-growth economic strategy. So, can renewable energy technologies realistically supply the energy we need, and when we need it? The most popularly discussed alternatives to fossil fuels and nuclear power are harnessing energy in the wind, or in sunlight, either directly via photovoltaic panels or indirectly using mirrors to concentrate sunlight to produce heat. It's called solar thermal. Or water held behind large dams, which is hydropower. Or ocean waves and tides. Plants burning biomass, which is done on a large scale in some places already. Geothermal energy, either from hot surface aquifers with natural steam deposits or those associated with volcanic geologies. Or in Australia, they're developing a new technology called hot, deep, dry rocks, where we create an artificial aquifer. It's often called engineered geothermal. These are the commonly called renewable sources because they are being constantly replenished by nature. But there are many technical challenges to harnessing renewable energy, both economically and reliably. And this is a complex topic, so here I can just touch on a few key issues. One of them is that all of these sources require huge geographic footprints to capture large amounts of energy. There's no way around that. They're diffuse. For countries like Australia, this isn't in itself a major problem, but it is a severe constraint for nations with high population densities and less available open space. Another significant problem for most renewables is their variability. Sometimes they'll deliver a lot of power, sometimes a little, and other times none at all. And that means that for power from renewables to be available when people need it, we've got to find ways to store large amounts of this energy so that it can be supplied when the renewable source isn't generating. An example might be when there's no wind, or when it's cloudy, or when it's nighttime. Alternatively, we need to keep fossil fuels or nuclear power plants humming away in the background to serve as backup should the renewable energy sources not be available. Now, these are partially technical issues. They're also partially engineering issues, but they're unavoidable. There's only a certain amount of sunlight that falls in any square meter of the earth, and indeed the best of it falls in places like the desert, which is far away from the load centres. There's only so much wind that blows, and it's not always reliable. And if you choose the very best wind locations, they're often offshore, or again, in remote locations where people tend not to concentrate. So a huge challenge in harnessing these sources is actually getting them to the power source where the load is demanded.